I'm Kolga Lugwok. We condemn that problem which took place in Afenal, in Jongolei, in United States, caused by George Asor and Tanginya, and also General Gadet Yaka. We condemn them today because they just to kill the civilian. And then also, this time it is not good for us to pay our service because we are waiting for them or our defendant. We urge the government to sit down with them. It can use the peaceful mean with those who are against the system.
Ron Joseph Guy. I have to say to the government of Southern Sudan, we are condemning the acts as a student. The reason why we are condemning ex-government is the father of everybody. When she saw that there is anything going on, especially when the other one defected, it happened in April when there was election. So we urge the government not to resort into fighting, is to call the people into the negotiation. When they resort to fightings, the people who are going to suffering, they are the ordinary citizens, the innocent people who are going to suffer. They are the ones to be killed without knowing the reason.
And what do you tell the general who defected and they are causing atrocities in the villages? What do you have for them?
Yeah, my message to the general who have defected, not also to resort into fighting, not to fight to the government. If at all they have something which is not satisfied them in the system, especially within the government, they should have to keep quiet until the 9th of July. They should have to just make aside, then they stay in whatever mean they want. Right, to even you have right to go to outside, you go and stay. When the country come into the peaceful manner, then you come back. But not to go to the fight and then you kill the civilian. I also condemn them not to also fight, and they are also very wrong to fight and killing innocent people.
Okay, now there's already fighting going on. What do the Israelis have to do? Is it only about the press conference or are there some other efforts the Israelis will have to insert to make sure that there's a peace and there's a peaceful negotiation to the atrocities going on in the state? What effort do
Yeah, as a student body, we are still having more plans. One is to hold this press conference today, is to highlight our government that if the government is not aware of what is happening, we are telling her that you be aware of what is happening today. Then the next program is to also form a delegate. We have to go even up to the government. Then we tell them that what is happening with the student, because we have the father and mother and the children who are in the ground when there have been killings innocently there in our state. So we don't feel happy, and we may even feel that what we are doing here, we are wasting our time, because these are the people who are educating ourselves on them to go and help them. But if they are now dying, that means we are also wasting our time. So it will also go up to those people who have defected. So to come together, and then they make a peaceful mean.
So my name is Gadwejo Tholongs. I really condemned the government of South Sudan really strong toward. So they have to come down the negotiation table and make a resolution for the people who have been rebels in the government.
So you have condemned the government of South Sudan. What about the rebels?
I really condemn the government of South Sudan because they have no negotiation to come down to these people of rebels so that they can come to the resolution.
I'm asking, you are condemning the government of South Sudan. What about the rebels who have already took up arms and they're fighting the state?
I really condemn both. I really condemn the people who revolt, and I condemn the government of South Sudan, really. Yeah. I condemn the people who revolt because they come and kill the civilians who are innocent.
Because they have points that they're rebelling, what do you tell them? How can they get the issue solved? Your name?
My name is Paul Walkway. The union is secretary for constitutional affairs.
So what is your reaction to the atrocity going on in South Sudan and in the Greater Havana region in particular?
What is going on is not good, because the who are dying are only civilians, the citizens. But the citizens are belong to those people are belong to the government. They are citizens of the government. Okay. So the government should not fight with rebels inside the citizens.
So my name is Ran Yakwol from Kampala International University, a student of law. So mine actually is a contrary view to majority views that we are condemning the government. No, we are not condemning the government. We are condemning these few individuals who are just defect from the system. Reason being that we need to show them where they have gone wrong, because we need to caution them that what you are doing is not right. For us, the entire South Sudan nation, initially, when we were in SPLM, we fought the system, that is the government of Sudan, because of marginalization. But this war took us 21 years, of which we did not come up with a amicable solution to the problem, until we go and sit and make a negotiation in table. For these people, we need to caution them that what they are doing is not justifiable, because they will not divide any benefit out of this thing.
So they have issues that they have raised. How do you want those issues to be solved? What do you think?
This issue have to be solved in a peaceful manner. You need to be shown what you're supposed to have done. Because now they need to be shown that you guys, what you are doing is not good, because it will lead you to nowhere.